what George has left in the hall stays with us. We have another element, if I may use that word, to put into that larger picture. We have Uma, and I think most of you were here when she was there last afternoon. Just here a little bit. I've never known a person who you put her in a situation of impossibility, of confusion, disaster. She'll sit there and suddenly she finds a creative answer. And not in terms of something she talks about, but she does it and she gets it done. Which means that she is led from one crisis situation to another because she has to give forth of her creative work, which is another way of seeing it. And when we were speaking about this theme, she said she would like to speak on creative chaos. There's much that is being written about chaos theory, etc., around the world. But I think she has another perspective. So let's hear what she has to say.
I said I should hold it and speak, Lava. Can I just leave it? That's enough? That's enough? Okay. Oh, super.
If we can't hear you, will it?
Perfect. Namaste, everybody. I'm Uma. My full name, Uma Haimavati. It is not the name I'm born with. It is the name I have taken very recently. And I feel honored to be connected to Parvati in that way. Haimavati is her name, daughter of Himalaya, and it was given to me a few years back, and I felt very honored. I'm still getting used to using the name. My family name had been something else. Somebody asked me what you do, and I felt there are many people who are not from Auroville, so I would tell you about myself. I live in Auroville for the last 15 years. I'm a fashion designer by profession, if that counts. I have been working in Delhi before coming to Auroville. And I actually had thought that I had nothing to do with fashion or when I came to Auroville, I came to Auroville to just to be. In 1996, for 2 weeks, I traveled to Auroville for no specific reason, but more touristic reason rather, not knowing the masters. In my conscious mind, till the time, very first day, I encountered Sri Aurobindo's portrait and looked into his eyes and everything changed for me. So I could not go back to where my world was, Delhi. I stayed on. That 15-day journey has been turned into 15 years. And I have forgotten where do I belong. I belong to Auroville. That's my home. I'm born in a place called Bodh Gaya, a very powerful place. Gautam Buddha got enlightened 2,500 years back, but going through a deep evolutionary process of its own, and it is going through seeing its own depth, its heart. But that's another truth. I started working in Auroville in one of the units, and soon realized that I had to do something with India. And I was instrumental of creating a design studio who decided to bring India through textile. That is what I had studied, and I thought, let matter speak. Let matter speak for wherever one is. And for me, that was a piece of textile, and it was as profound. It was as intoxicating. And vastness of the country was as clearly visible in that. I started researching, how does India has its relation with matter, and how, what language does she speak? Where are our textile born? And what has happened to them today? And I'm very proud that we are one of the few countries in the whole world today which has a cultural life or personality still existing in their own textile. We have, our textile is still not gone industrial fully. We are running towards it, but we are not yet have done that. It's a, such a heartening message. Everything was fine till the time 2004 tsunami hit, and I saw myself asking deeper question. What do you do with all the chaos? What do you do with all the destruction and fear and trauma? Where do we go? And I was really trying to reverse. One line was echoed. It was, I believe it's from Sri Aurobindo, that in what light a human mind can look at disaster? And what capacity do we have to even reflect what disaster means to us? And I was trying to jump the boundary. Started working with 600 ladies in the villages and created Tsunamika project, which was a very rewarding or life-changing experience for me, had been, because I changed in the process. I run a design company in Auroville, and it is also contributes in revenue generation, so it's a commercial unit. I so-called deal with money, which is not very easy in the path of spirituality in a traditional way, but community, we swing. Sometimes we are very modern and sometimes we are very traditional. So it goes. And it's very interesting to be in Auroville and run a unit which generates money and talks power or money in a very direct sense. Bit frightening, bit humbling, sometimes makes me very deeply sad. And I would question her, Mama, you still want me to do that? If you ask me, I won't do that, but I do it for you. If you ask me if I have a choice, I would not like to do that. I wanted to be a poet and a writer and a painter, and I was. But that life nobody knows in Auroville. I'm an executive who have turned a social activist now, runs a couple of social projects, and uses design as a very strong tool to create something strong for the sector which does not know that they need help. I do have a problem in economy where I see more and more goods and services are outsourced from China, and millions of people in India still would need some job. And I feel desperate. How do I bridge it? How quickly and desperately and profoundly I can bridge it? So my own people are able to serve my own nation. And we are, if Master said that we are that one of link for the future or holding the light for the future, it's a very desperate need for the country like India to really reflect. All has been, why I'm saying is just to maybe make it clear where I come from. And today talking about creative chaos is not in a material terms, but I have been seeing something descending in last few years. And I have been very close to Astarji in that, where one time sitting in the Ramgarh, we said, knowledge will be delivered at the doorstep of action. It was 2 years back. And it was such a powerful message that knowledge need not be gathered for the sake of it. knowledge would be delivered at the doorstep of action. And I really wanted to try that, see it happening, and it happened. Mm. 2010 and 11 had been very intense year, maybe preparatory year for 2012. I had been praying, Mother, don't take me out anywhere, keep me home. And I'm all ready, I can serve you whatever way, but just make good use of me. Let not my energy be wasted. I would cry, would not knowing without what would happen, how she would use me, but I will be there home. 2012 is coming, and there was a huge cyclone. And all the preparation, physically, Auroville being hit. I just wanted to be quiet. I wanted to cry, not because I still want to cry, but not in front of anybody, just to look into her eyes and saying, what do you want? Have this contact of understanding the do we listen to you? Are we really looking, or are we getting what you're trying to say? It just happened that I lived in the community which was very badly hit by cyclone, and Upasana, we lost the front building in the cyclone. So we were also a structure work-wise, we were one of the damaged places. And I said, wow, where is all the protection? Why me? All that protection, and I got so used to being so protected that I took it for granted. And one morning, it was 30th December, 2:30, and I was calling her saying, Mama, send me sun. I want to see sun. And my whole wall was in glass and it was collapsing. The glass had bent by 15 centimeters, and any moment it could fall. And if it falls in, then I'm inside the glass and broken pieces of that. But it was not about the fear of life, but it was something I wanted to see sun, because there was trees were churning and rolling, and I was just watching it. It was a big screen theater happening, and sitting and watching. I didn't even have a curtain to close that. Say, wow, that's quite a sight. And all that was happened, and it was 2:30. Got a call from watchman saying, Madam, it's all over. That was Upasana. It's a very powerful experience to have this humbling vulnerability. It's very sacred. I felt it's a lifetime thing, and I was happy to experience that vulnerability where fall into her feet in your own conscious, and the line appears saying, surrendering is not an option, it's a survival. And that learning was very profound. Did not come through mind and emotion. It was just appeared as a screen that it's that way you are. There is no option. I've been trying to be silent, but she threw me into action, and so many action one by one that I'm just looking at her saying, where do I start? Can you bring down to zero so I start another action and then bring me down to the zero? Don't you think I deserve that much? But there was something it was articulating, and one morning I wrote a mail to Asarji and saying, you know, Asar, I don't want to speak. I do not want to speak. I have no need. And I'm rather very full. If I speak, something else will, I'll just cry. Let me hear this year. And she called up saying, I just saw your mail, but the print is gone and you are one of the speaker. And I surrendered again, that even that wish is not to be mine. But I had that wish that I didn't want to speak. But it was not, just didn't know how many levels it had to come, that I was still, more I did, the more shallow I saw myself again and again. and say, where is the depth? I really trying to do that. Mentally, there is no reference whatsoever. At least when I look at things, I have no reference. What do you say good? What does that mean, good? In the well-being, a well-being of a planet, a well-being of a society? Where is the reference? Everything seems to have collapsed. We are all searching that. At one point there, I was searching, saying, who is the leading economist has written anything about economy and sustainable economy? I need to have all the books. And I want to read now. This is a desperate scene. Especially me, being in the social sector and also running a business, I have constantly this urge to create jobs which serves the people at the grassroots. And I'm constantly trying to do something. Then I realize, for what? For the economy which is collapsing by itself? People are talking about, are you in the export? Export for what? For the whole economy, which the way it has designed, it is falling all over. What export? We are talking about serve the village, produce for the village. Forget. And I would just fear, saying, wow, what's up? You know, I studied design, but also I graduated in economics. Not that I used it, but it's a frightening moment. And then looking at, people are talking about local resilience and so on. And sometime middle of nowhere, I'll wake up saying, I'm very proud to be living in Orwell. We are the answer. At least we are trying. I don't know what will happen. I think Orwell was never so critically needed than today. Maybe it's just my passion which puts it like that, but sometimes I actually feel it that way. After the cyclone, which also looked at this shining arrogance of the vital, was hit. Not that we needed more and more example, but how arrogant we can be. And whatever we have done, it, we, of course, Orwell does not have to be, or cyclone does not have to take in that frame to study. But we have been all talking about since morning, or hearing, that universe is not in separation. So what is the message? And there's nothing to condemn, but we were very proud of ourselves in Upasana, and this whoops went off and say, okay, oh yes. We were very deeply content about the sense of protection. Not that it was a mental idea, I believed in it. Very deeply believed in it. And then community, I am living it. We are also, as a community, we say the luminous one. I'm not trying to say anything opposite to for anybody, but as a community-wise, we were very proud and a happy community, a very well-off, and even housing, Sarah, it's one of the good housing projects, collapsed. We say, okay, hang on. There's something we need to reflect, something we need to see that. There is some sense of, are we feeling too good about nothing? And physically, that shaken. It was arriving. There were a lot of gesture was, or 2010 and 11. There was a sense of distance between mind and matter had been reducing quite rapidly. And it now comes very close. So the thought processes, our own vital positioning, and where we are. The time is surely compressed, condensed, and it has become like an iPhone, that you have a computer and this and this and everything is compressed. It's actually happening in the larger matter, the life itself. And it's a bit, it's very exciting, but it's frightening and it's mixed. It's a bit strange. But what was emerging out of there, that such a chaotic process which is lasting over months and years and slowly descending, but that fall and descent is very precise, you almost track it. And that is had been very beautiful, that there is a very forced atmosphere of deepening. There is no shortcut anymore. And when I look at that, there is a country like India is getting kicked on its own so-called century-old tamas. We're really going and condensing. It's all getting broomed up very nicely. And there is no option. Purification. There's a deep sense of condensing, a very subtle but very clear-headed force is at work. It does not give option, and it takes all the extra matter which is not needed, will not be needed. It won't be there in spite of us. And I saw it happening on many levels, even at the level of work, and the human resource, decision-making, collective living, and when I travel and see what is around and how people are beginning to think. There is a sense of precision which is settling into action, and it is nothing to boast about ourselves. It's not so-called our muscles capacity that we have prepared and we have opened and we have done that. It's happening as external. And that is, I find it, that there is such a precise action in this chaotic atmosphere. Even money getting purified. Mother said, money, power, and sex. There's so much that economy is reflecting on. And I can say a bit because I am into from that background and so-called making money is not the most glorified job you can have in Auroville, but I do take it. And it constantly looking at to purify itself. There is a force, but there is a more conscious force in the matter today. A matter is, as we listen beautifully in the morning, that the matter is a conscious and forced. It's a solidity of that. This emergence which economy is going through, purifying itself to think from replacing greed from or greed with serving, including people. It's not by the people, but for the people. That has begun. The world crisis had shown us where things are. In the vital, we are talking about countries like India going through Anna Hazare's movement. In the last 60 years, nothing like this has happened. And it was very astonishing that we had a meeting And suddenly after the meeting, one of our colleagues said, but I won't see you on the 25th for 4 days because I'm going to jail. I'm just not prepared to hear things like that. And they actually went for, all of them went for fasting for a week, and then they were ready and they gave themselves to go to jail. And they were not just somebody like that. There is such a large, collective, desperate urge or aspiration to bring perfection in wherever we are. Let India go corruption free. And this whole movement of that, I'm looking forward to that emergence where vital will have not the courage of the vital, but the consciousness, and would change the matter or participate in that change. Where mind will not just have a mind's capacity of a physical mind, but it will have consciousness, surrendering and aspiration. Feeling of nullness at large, and all letting all the pictures which we have created blur. I'm very happy to being part of that larger creative chaos of being alive, being in Auroville, being active, and able to look at her and say, use me. I have no idea what it would be and what I'm capable of, just use me. But the changes, what we have been seeing, and the emergence which is already giving a hint, I feel very grateful. And in nutshell, that I actually didn't have anything to share, so I'm just saying what I have been going through, and I didn't even have that courage to put into and saying, let's share this. But even that option was not given, so I'm here. We have been recovering. We have been it's all going good. And I really hope that it is for all of us as a larger humanity, that we arrive at our best composite for the future. And I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you.